Welcome to African Pod. My name is Philip Nyakbo. And in this edition, Zimbabwe takes sides with China, choosing the Chinese yuan currency and ditching the US dollar as its official currency. In the game of global dominance, Zimbabwe indeed goes to China, right here on African Pod. The good news and the bad news about Africa. Welcome back. So, here's a quiz for you. How many billionaires did Zimbabwe produce between the years 2000 and 2009? The answer is coming up shortly. But here's the context. In the late 1990s to the year 2009, Zimbabwe was drowning in the deluge of inflation, where the price of goods and services were rising by the hour. The true value of the Zimbabwean dollar was a moving target, going down rapidly to zero. Within a one-year period, the country printed Zimbabwean dollar denominations ranging from 10 to 100 billion. As unreal as it sounds, the largest denomination of a Zimbabwean banknote was $100 trillion. That is, trillion with a T, T as in tango. The higher the denominations printed, the less the currency could buy. Purchasing power of the Zimbabwean currency practically disappeared, and it happened so fast that in 2009, the currency became completely useless. The Zimbabwean government actually devalued paper itself by printing on it. This left more than 12 million people hanging onto 100 billion Zimbabwean dollar notes. Zimbabweans subsequently came to be called the hungry and poor billionaires of Africa. So back to the quiz. How many billionaires did Zimbabwe produce between the year 2000 and 2009? Well, you got it. They produced more than 12 million billionaires, the entire population of Zimbabwe. And their billion dollars could not buy even a load of bread. Somehow, Zimbabwe found a kind of reset button. When they pressed it, the result was that the Zimbabwean dollar was abolished and swiftly replaced by the United States dollar. Yes, the United States dollar became the official currency of Zimbabwe. However, other currencies are also in circulation, and these include the South African rand, the British pound sterling, and the Australian dollar. It is a unique multi-currency system, with the US dollar right on top of the pile. But now, Zimbabwe says it will embrace a completely new currency to replace the US dollar. That currency just happens to be the Chinese yuan. The yuan itself made history on the last day of November 2015 when the IMF recognized it as a global reserve currency, placing it in the same league as the US dollar, along with a handful of other influential currencies. The yuan's new status is expected to take some shine off the US dollar, especially when the whole arrangement goes into full force in October 2016. You can find details of this story on African Pod Episode 6. So the announcement by Zimbabwe to replace the US dollar with the yuan as its official currency is not an accident. It is part of an ongoing economic romance between China and Zimbabwe. It's all about money, as usual. Zimbabwe owes China about 40 million US dollars. Then just a few weeks ago, the Chinese President Xi Jinping stopped over in Zimbabwe to meet his 91-year-old counterpart, Robert Mugabe. It was a rare visit by a world leader following Zimbabwe's isolation by Europe and America and other Western nations in connection with Zimbabwe's human rights record under Robert Mugabe. So during the stopover, President Xi Jinping whispered in Robert Mugabe's ear that he is willing to write off Zimbabwe's debt in exchange for a small favor. It was not a bad deal, especially for China. China will cancel a paltry $40 million worth of Zimbabwe's debt, while Zimbabwe, in turn, adopts the yuan as its official currency. It was like a match made in Beijing. Sure enough, Xi Jinping's plane hardly lifted off Harare's airport tarmac when Mugabe ordered the announcement that Zimbabwe will now adopt the Chinese yuan. Zimbabwe did not ask permission from the United States before using the US dollar in place of its debt currency. For the same reason, Zimbabwe did not tell the US that they were going to get rid of their world-renowned currency. But economically, it was in the interest of the US that Zimbabwe used its currency. But being a relatively tiny economy, policymakers in the United States would definitely not lose sleep over the development. In fact, the development is almost insignificant. But then, this is how an avalanche starts before chain reacting into a major catastrophe. In this case, the probable start of a major economic catastrophe for the US dollar when it eventually loses its former strong influence around the globe. For now, the two economic giants, the United States and China, will be quietly counting who is on their side, especially across the African continent. But we know Zimbabwe's choice where it stands. So really, to say Zimbabwe goes to China can and should be understood in two possible ways. One, that Zimbabwe has chosen to embrace China and its currency, the yuan, instead of the United States and its dollar. Or two, that in its relentless quest for global domination, Zimbabwe has become China's latest acquisition. For more on the good news and the bad news about Africa, subscribe to The African Pod on iTunes. On YouTube, search for African Pod and follow us on Twitter. That is African Pod. African Pod is available on Google's Android podcast, also on TuneIn Radio. Just search for African Pod and you can listen for free. And you can contact African Pod by going to our website, africanpod.com. My name is Philip Nyakpo, and thank you for listening.